Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. What a difference a year makes. Last summer, President Biden made changes to Title IX, which forced young women to go head-to-head against boys in athletic competitions. Now that President Trump is in charge, he has wasted no time to set things right. Representative Barbara Ehart, a longtime champion of this issue, will update us on all of the positive changes that are taking place across the country. Stay with us. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Kurlitis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. We're so glad that you're here with us, moms. We're delighted that you join us every week. Every episode, we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. Well, all right, let's talk about today's program. We've got a lot to discuss. It was just last summer that Representative Barbara Ehart from the Idaho House joined us to discuss the terrible changes that President Biden was making to Title IX. Now President Trump is restoring sanity to women's sports. Oh, we're so thankful. Barbara has spent years on the front lines of this issue. Before going into politics, she spent 15 years as an NCAA Division I basketball coach. Well, we are delighted to have this woman in the house. She is a dear friend of Moms for America. Welcome, Representative Barbara Ehart, back to the Moms for America podcast.
I'm so glad to be back here, especially under these circumstances. But thank you, Debbie. I'm definitely a huge fan of Moms for America. You guys do great work.
Thank you. Well, you are one of our warriors there in Idaho and really across the country. Representative, I want to just start with a little bit of history, a little bit of some of the discussions we've had in the past. Title IX, this has been a discussion all across the country. But really, at the heart of that, just let our moms know exactly why it is so important. I know they're listening, but sometimes it just takes another reminder of two to really solidify the importance of Title IX.
Title IX is important because, well, first, remember, June 23rd in 1972, it was signed federally, accepted as law that would give girls and women in public education equal opportunity. And the opportunities really that our boys and men have had, 37 simple words. It wasn't complicated. It was very clear that when referring to sex, Title IX was referring to women because men already had those opportunities. Those opportunities, people forget that prior to Title IX, is about 1 in 27 girls participated in high school sports. Since Title IX, fast forward 50 some odd years, it's something more like 3 in 5, and we have that almost a 1,000% increase in the participation in girls participating in high school sports. And at the collegiate level, it is something like 550% increase. So what Title IX has done, I don't believe you can argue it. And that has been my argument the entire time. Let's not take away the opportunities and advances that we've made for, you know, girls and women.
Right. Well, none of us as moms can even fathom what it would be like. I mean, my daughter did 3 sports always, you know, every year. So it's so important for them to have that outlet and be able to compete and have all those opportunities. So that's a
even
done deal.
If they're, you know what, Debbie, it's so important, even if they're player number 12 on a 12 player roster, because people, much of the time we talk about those opportunities where someone, you know, a guy beats a girl out, but really it's player number 12, player number 13. They don't even get to make the team. So Title IX is important for so many reasons.
So many reasons. Well, hey, it has been quite the year. So last year around this time, we were on talking about President Joe Biden and the changes that he made to Title IX. Give us a quick recap on that, and then we're going to fast forward to President Trump. What a year's difference can make, huh?
Well, exactly. But it's almost more cynical than that. What people don't realize is the Biden administration actually started to deconstruct Title IX Literally, I was in Washington, D.C. for a huge gala celebration, July or June 23rd in 2022 for the 50th anniversary of Title IX. On that very day, the Biden
I remember
administration
this.
announced the changes. I mean, that's just cynical. And then it took them, as you probably remember, many of us, thousands of people, sent in the comments that the
Sure did.
Department of Education had to go through. And so it took them 2 years to get to the point last year where, like, okay, we're now going to implement these changes. And it wasn't just about sports. It was about opportunities and really changing
And
everything
canceling
related
women,
to gender.
literally
It was
canceling
That's
women.
exactly what it was. People might confuse it. Oh, well, that's about sports. It was canceling
It
women
was.
and focusing on gender and basically opening the door in all phases, all means possible for men to say they're women and invade all of our private spaces.
Well, it fundamentally, for a period of time, has changed sports, but we're back on the road to recovery, thank God. Moms for America was honored to be at the recent signing when President Trump signed the executive order protecting women's sports. So let's talk about this executive order. This is when we started to see the change. I mean, this was immediately when he became president. He made this a top priority. But all schools, universities across the country are not complying, and it has been a great executive order from the president. But again, it's only an executive order. It's not law, but it comes with some teeth, but not as not enough teeth that we need.
When you're mentioning President Trump, if you don't mind, if I could even back up in regards to his support of Title IX and all of this, in April of 2020, when my legislation was signed by our governor, the Fairness in Women's Sports, it wasn't long, and he had Bill Barr reach back to our U.S. Attorney General of Idaho, and he reached out to me, and they're inquiring, and then it was shortly after that President Trump, they issued that letter of interest, which essentially was a letter of support. So, as I tell people, from the very beginning, President Trump was on board with this common sense legislation. And so I even made it to one of his rallies, which is not easy to do, and even get inside in Montana. And as you know, he had 20 planks as he was campaigning, and no men in women's sports was one of those 20. And there, every time, and I think you were to more than I was, but every time that subject came up, he got more applause and a louder
He
applause
sure
on
did.
the fairness of women's sports, no men in women's sports, and any other topic. He,
It's
I
such a
mean,
winning issue. Everyone wants
yes,
women competing against women.
completely, completely, yeah.
So now these executive orders, because he did sign that, protecting women's sports, no men in women's sports, but it's gotten a little, some of the states aren't complying. And explain that a little bit to our moms about this executive order, what it means. And then we're going to kind of talk a little bit about Penn and some different universities and later in this discussion. But the executive order that he does, let our moms know exactly what that did.
Well, essentially, the executive order, it was pretty simple, basically stating, as you had said, that men and boys cannot compete against girls and women in basically K through 12, as far as public funded, like schools. You can do whatever you want on a rec league, but they can't do that, and at the university level. And with some of these, just like, yeah, we're not going to comply, like a Gavin Newsom. The only recourse is exactly what it was designed to do. When you agree, which is, in reverse, when you agree to federal funds, you agree to all of the strings attached. And on a in a red state like Idaho, we joke about, we're taking too much federal funds just in general, because that means you agree to all the strings attached, and they can make you do what those strings say. It works exactly the opposite in this way, that you're
Federal
taking
funding,
federal funds exactly, and you have to comply. And it only makes sense. If you don't comply, you don't do what that says, then you know what? They can take them away. And that's exactly what Linda McMahon's in the process of doing. And I'm glad. And you know this too, Debbie, no doubt. There are so many good families and good moms out there in California. And for whatever reason, they've had to stay. They can't relocate. And it is a daily punishment, and they
It
don't know
is.
on a day-to-day basis what their kids are going to come and what they're going to face and what ridicule is going to happen. And they are in a constant battle when it comes to all things Title IX.
Yeah, and he just keeps pushing back. He keeps laying the hammer down that he's going to do whatever he wants to do. And it doesn't matter about the girls. It doesn't matter about their privacy, their protection, or their ability to play fairly. So, like you
Well, and
said,
then
every
first,
day we see California, and he just is relentless, Newsom.
relentless. And yet he starts out doing this interview with Charlie Kirk and then he gaslights everyone. You know, I mean, this guy's slick.
Yeah. I can't believe he keeps getting elected, but hopefully
Hopefully that's
California
all.
wakes up. I mean, there has to be a revolution across the country for freedom, and it's going to take a lot there in California and in these particular states that are so liberal. All right, after this quick break, Representative Ehart will talk about some of the cases regarding transgender athletes in sports that will be decided by the Supreme Court. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their Schoolbox online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com.
You know, I've never really felt comfortable sharing pictures of my kids on social media. Then I found Tubu, a premium social app with an actual, authentic community. No bots, no one trolling me or my family. Just clean, wholesome content you can trust.
All right, moms, welcome back. Before we continue with our interview, I do want to just remind people of a couple of things here. Would you please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with the mama friends in your circle? This is how we get our message out. This is how we share the podcast. And by the way, we have an incredible library of podcast episodes already. And again, every Tuesday, our podcast comes out with new, fresh guests and topics. So make sure you like, subscribe, and share, and sign up for our podcasts on all the platforms. Also, if you have an idea or a topic that you would like to suggest or share or feedback, please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net. I'd love to hear from you. And lastly, I want to invite all of our moms that are listening to join the movement here at Moms for America. I surely hope that you are part of our sisterhood. And we have about 500,000 moms all across the country in our network. It's moms like us that are uniting to fight for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. So make sure you join us. It's all free. You go to momsforamerica.us, sign up for our newsletter, fill out any of the information forms that we have, and most of all, take advantage of all the resources that we have available to you, moms. We're here to support you. All righty. Now back to the show. You mentioned Secretary Linda McMahon, who is just one of our favorites here at Moms for America, and she's making protecting women's sports a priority through the Department of Education. What great leadership she's doing. The Department of Education made June Title IX month. How about that? I'm sure you were just absolutely delighted to see that happen as well.
Oh, completely. And it to me, it made such common sense, especially the way that, again, like you said, they've tried to erase us and erase what Title IX meant. And it's like, you know what? We can celebrate something in June too. We can celebrate something really positive and awesome. And I posted about that too. I was
Yeah,
glad to hear that.
I
Smart
know.
stuff.
Smart stuff, great moves, and a great stand. She's just doing an amazing job over there at the Board of Education. So let's keep talking about Secretary McMahon, because just recently, Moms for America was invited to be at the White House, where the secretary did some announcing about Title IX and protecting Title IX. And then she made an incredible announcement that I want you to expand on, that the University of Pennsylvania modified a trio of school records set by the transgender swimmer Thomas. The university always re and restored individual Division I records and titles to female athletes. In fact, Riley Gaines was there. Other swimmers were there. Tell us about what the University of Pennsylvania is doing. A little bit, expand on that just a little bit, because we want to talk about something monumental. This was fantastic.
It really was. First, let me just say that in 2022, we were in session, but I was flown out to Atlanta, Georgia for the NCAA Swimming
Yes, you've got to
Championships.
tell this story. Yep.
I flew out there with Save Women's Sports. We had a huge press conference, and it was big. ESPN was there too, and then we basically protested, and I got to go in and I got to watch Thomas beat the women. And I, as those parents were walking in and out, you could see how scared they were almost to look at us. And that was a little bit heartbreaking, because we're here to support you guys. And again, courage begets courage. And it really is true. And all it takes is one. And guess what? That's all it took.
Yeah,
It took Riley. It
it sure
just took
did.
one, and which makes the purpose for being there, so well worth it. And so I really
Yeah,
actually
that was
met.
something to really see. And
It
then
was
it was a tie.
on. Yeah. She keeps getting excoriated, as though you claim you won. No, she never claimed anything like that. If they hadn't have tied, none of this would have happened. I mean, think about this. I mean, truly, like Riley even says, and Riley truly is a good friend of mine. I mean, that's the Lord's intervention, because they didn't have to tie for first place to do. They just had to tie, and then Riley had to have, from what happened both in the locker room and then what was going to happen on that stage, just start asking the questions. And that really is all that happened. Riley started to ask questions. Well, why does Leah get a hold the trophy? Why do I have to stand on this? Why? And the answers were disturbing.
Yes.
The
Talk
answers
about,
were disturbing.
and here, Riley's just planning. I think she was going to go into dental, into the dental industry. And look what God has done for her.
Exactly.
I mean, in just
And for
making
all
her
of us.
bold. Yes, making
Yes,
her
yeah.
bold and courageous. And like you said, all you need is someone to speak up and then others join in, just like you have been speaking. She has been speaking. Other athletes across the country have been speaking out too. But you were there to see it.
I
You
was there.
understood this firsthand. And so now, when the University of Pennsylvania has to backtrack and correct the wrong, this is big. And what would this mean for other universities?
Actually, that's a really good point, Debbie, as far as what will this mean for other universities, because it's like the first of the dominoes to fall, and this is a main domino falling. And
Sure is.
And they understand they will not get that federal money. And I mean, this is the hammer, the gauntlet definitely being laid down to say, not only do you have to remove those, you have to issue apologies. You have to issue apologies to everyone, because, again, and I know you've talked about it before, I think most people have heard, but you take Paula Scanlon and some of those who were teammates of Thomas. They were absolutely blackmailed. They
Yeah,
were coerced.
they sure were.
And yeah, I mean, a university doing that to its young women on their team, and Paula says this out loud. She'd already experienced, abuse. And so it was traumatic to have to be forced to be in there with Leah on, I think she says, 18 times a week. They had to dress and undress. And
Oh,
so
it's brutal,
Paula,
especially I remember when Riley's saying, you've got to put this little swimsuit on that's about this big. and you have to put this on. It's very time consuming getting
20
ready.
minutes or
Yeah.
so.
To dress, so you are exposed for a long time. And it's just horrific. It's just absolutely nuts. But
It really is.
they're going back now. They're gonna have to fix it. They're gonna have to write it. I'm thinking this is the beginning of the dominoes. They're gonna start falling
Yes.
over in a good way. And other universities are gonna have to, I think other athletes are gonna demand it.
I that's really a good point because again, once it happens, it just takes one. It just takes someone to show the path forward. And once that path forward has been found and they can see what actually has happened, I think you're absolutely right. And it's as it should be.
As it should be.
It's probably very unchristlike of me to also ponder Leah Thomas and all the arrogance with which he moved forward. And really, honestly, just when we talk about human, the other side likes to talk about the humanity. Where was the humanity knowing how all of those young women felt on a constant basis? But he felt the need to insert himself, knowing how they felt, and that if anything, they had to go find someplace else. He could have gone someplace else. Oh no.
He could
I
have
mean,
gone with the boys.
he could have gone with the boys, but the
Right.
arrogance and the superior complex. I'm sorry. I
I know. Well,
this
you've been
this
fighting this
bothers
for a
me.
long time. And I mean, you have seen this, you know, and we've talked about this, but just the fact that when as soon as you start including men in women's sports, and I remember this like it was yesterday, you said, well, if the basketball team gets a male, then the other basketball team's going to get a male because it's all about competition, right? It's all about winning. That's what we do in sports,
Exactly it.
right? Then you get another male. Then what's this team supposed to do? Get another male. Then all of a sudden we've rewritten the whole sport. And that is the complete roll off, let alone dressing in locker rooms, let alone having them steal their future as far as sports. But I mean, it gets weird.
And very quickly, and that to which you were referring was giving the example, especially at the collegiate level where you're out recruiting. And again, just real quickly, the other side can constantly talks that it's about the humanity, it's about the inclusion, it's about whatever words they use. I said, maybe a subset farther down, but ultimately it's about winning. If it wasn't about winning, then players wouldn't get cut and coaches wouldn't get fired. And so if you're a team in your conference is out there with a man, you have to go find a man to compete against them. And everyone in the conference does.
So these are points that we all need to be thinking about because it's always so much bigger and it's always so much more complicated. But here we've got some other really good news. I'm so excited. I saw your post the other day on X saying, could you believe this? This is so exciting. And I could just feel it because the Supreme Court has agreed to hear two cases involving transgender rights in the context of sports. But the first one is very dear to you because it's from your state. Your involvement about Fairness in Women's Sport Act. Can you tell us about this?
This has been 5 years in the making. When I was the original sponsor, author of the Fairness of Women's Sports. It took me 2 years to even bring it because I kept checking with all the various pro-family groups. No one had anything that really could help me move that forward. And
Because
finally,
you were right on the forefront of
but
this.
I was on the forefront and I was inspired by the Connecticut gals, Selena Soule, Chelsea Mitchell, and Alana Smith, who were facing two boys, constantly there in Connecticut. So that legislation, then it's been to the federal district court, where they held it forever, up to the Ninth Circuit, back to the federal district, back to the Ninth Circuit, asking for an en banc. And then finally, with the legislation from West Virginia, and a lot of the AGs, those good AGs, not just Idaho and West Virginia, but throughout the country, in conversations, essentially decided this is time, let's go. They took them together and took a shot at the Supreme Court. And so it was last Thursday, but before that, the Supreme Court had announced their first, basically like the first rounds of what certs they'd be taken up, and we weren't on there. And oh man, I tell you, my heart just, almost like, oh my gosh, they're not going to take it up. And
But
I
they
still
are.
Thursday was the next day, and it was the last one taken up. And I mean, I my phone was just, going off the hook, and I'm just, I'm just relieved. And after the, Scrimeti decision, I'm incredibly optimistic in this going to the Supreme Court.
Okay, so it's Little versus Hecox.
Yep.
Can you
Yes.
explain what that a little bit more for our moms?
Okay. Oh, okay. So, in order the ACLU said, when I first brought this legislation, they told me they'd sue. And I said, sue? We want to talk about suits. It's going to be moms and dads suing when their daughters are having to go against boys and men and yada yada. But anyway, 2 weeks after Governor Little signed this, ACLU did exactly what they promised, and they sued. Now, you have to have someone that's supposedly injured, right, in order to sue. So as I first brought that, they sat in the back of, the big hearing, 2 days of hearings, listening to find basically a victim. And there was a person who came from Boise State. This person was Hecox, and Hecox was a guy from California that was transitioning to a gal. And all of a sudden, Hecox wasn't involved in any. He wasn't running for the Boise State, didn't try out, wasn't doing anything, but announced after with the ACLU that, oh yeah, Hecox was planning to try out and run for, the track team. Like, oh, how convenient. So that's how they found their victim, and then that's how Hecox then was enjoined. There's a also a Boise High School Jane Doe student that was apparently claiming that they since had dropped out, that there was apparently some harm because the legislation was going to force genital examinations, which was never, I mean, the left comes up with the craziest stuff. And unfortunately, people buy into it like, what? That is not in the legislation. So, but that they dropped out. So it's just Hecox going forward. And it's been a funky ride. There were, at times, when I first went to the Ninth Circuit and got there during that time, Hecox had dropped out of Boise State. And then the Ninth Circuit, well, you have no standing. So they sent it back and they said, oh no, Hecox is coming back. Well, if this had been normal, non-COVID times, the NCAA, I mean, again, remember, I coached, D1 for 15 years. The NCAA absolutely would have declared that Hecox was ineligible, couldn't come back. I could go on and on, but not in the world of COVID. So anyway, that's how we ended up with Little, who is our governor, Governor Little, versus Hecox, hence the name. Or yeah, Little versus Hecox.
Okay. Well, we're hoping for great news on that. You're pretty optimistic.
Very,
Yeah.
very, very optimistic. Because it was taken up last, we're anticipating that. You probably know this. I was actually at the Harris, which turned into the Bostock case. That's I actually announced on the Supreme Court steps that I was bringing this, but that was heard, I think, in October of 2019. This will probably be heard in January or February of this
Nice.
coming year. So,
Okay.
yeah.
And then the
And
same with the what? Go ahead.
I hope you guys will consider being there.
Yes, you
Yes.
please,
Yes.
please. I mean, this
Yes.
has been you want to talk about a mom issue from the very
I know.
moment. And yes, we've been working on joint efforts on this for years. And you spoke at our press conference protecting women's sports. So please let us
Which
know
I
so
was
we
there
can be
with you.
there.
So
Yeah.
yeah.
Let us know, let us be. We want to
Okay.
be there. Let us know. Let us be. There you go.
Okay. There you go.
And then the second case, I know this isn't, you're not as close to this, but this will also be heard and is hoping for a good victory, which is West Virginia versus PBJ.
Right. PBJ. So this has got the opposite approach of ours.
Okay.
PBJ is the guy posing as a gal that is suing. And they had tried to tell PBJ no. And so theirs is going up from West Virginia. But West Virginia's, yeah, they stood strong. I think it's Senator Amy Grady. I was just met her for the first time the other day as we were collaborating. But yeah, so that case is a little bit different. It's the guy that's demanding to continually be a part of the gals team. I think, I don't know how old a great PBJ is now, but they've got a gal from our side, you know, that would have been, you know, injured from having to compete against, I don't mean literally injured, but you know, the from having to compete against a man. And yeah, so I'm not as familiar, Debbie, with that case, but
But
it's
another one at the Supreme Court.
yes, together where are you know, the Ninth Circuit and the Fourth Circuit. That's from where these two are, you know, venturing out, and we'll be going up there together. And I'm excited. It's going to be unique too, because I'll have a, as you might guess, a preferred seating there, and get to listen to the whole thing in the Supreme Court. I got to listen to the arguments at the Ninth Circuit, and all along I've been involved with our legislation
So
every
proud
single
of
committee.
you. I mean,
Oh, thank
thank
you.
you. Thank you.
Yes,
It's
it's been.
leaders like you that lead and are making a difference across the country, boy, because there's so many leaders that don't lead
That's
or lead
kind.
wrong.
That yeah, I you know I've never been a sideline sitter, but I will just remind everybody that the uniqueness of this legislation, and I knew it. Now I talked we talked about it, but I knew from the beginning that this was about sports. But I also knew it was much more than sports. But because of the important role the sports plays in everyone's life, every parent knows their
Yeah,
child,
touches
girl or
every
boy.
home.
It touches every home, and so it allowed us to begin the conversations about this invasion of guys into gals, which, you know, trans, I don't really like that, you know, word, but boys identifying as gals. And that allowed us to begin the conversations again on the bathroom legislation. If you remember in 2016 in North Carolina, the bathroom legislation got passed and then blown up, threatened, intimidated. But we've been able to successfully bring it back, including in Idaho. This past year, I ran legislation for the privacy for women in our prisons, juvenile detention centers, domestic violence centers, and at the universities, because you know we had the K-12, but not the university. So it's just opened everything back, all because of the sports conversation.
Well, here in Deerfield, Illinois, District 109, we have a male in the middle school girls' locker rooms changing, and it's caught a lot of national attention. That mama, that mom, family members all spoke up in the school. A lot of our moms and dads showed up at that school board meeting to push back against that. And it's incredible that anyone is not standing for the girls, but that continues to play out here in Illinois and all across the country. We are seeing boys in middle school girls' locker rooms or in their bathrooms still.
No, yes, we are. And you know, Debbie, the interesting thing about that, you know, I've testified in so many of the states that have passed the Fairness of Women's Sports, traveled the country, and inevitably, you know, I'd usually be part of the team, the presenting team, and so they would defer oftentimes this question to me, because they'd say, well, this looks like, you know, how many is this really affecting? This looks like a
One
solution in
off, right?
search of a problem. And I would just tell them, you know, I'd say, Mr. Chairman, good committee, you are going to hear testimony from everyone sitting back here behind us with their little boys who are wanting to identify as girls and invade our spaces. Don't tell me it's a solution in search of a problem. It's here. So,
And it's been a big battle, and thank God
And it's
for
growing. So this is stopping it.
this is stopping it. Yeah, I guess just your thoughts about President Trump. You talked a bit about how he was on board with protecting our girls from the beginning, and just really all the strong women that he has surrounded himself with, and the leadership that's coming out, or the leadership, the changes, the moves that they're making in Washington, D.C. are just amazing for
They're
America.
mind blowing. Absolutely. You know, I told people if I could sit down and have a conversation, that somebody had to have a conversation back with me and explain things, it would be with either him or his lead person on the team. I would like to know how this is amazing. I'd like to know the preparatory stages, because it is just impressive. But yeah, you know, it's just so funny to listen to the critics try to find an entry, an avenue, some chink in the armor, and they just throw things out that are so wrong. Like, you know, Trump doesn't like women. He can't be around strong women. And then you're like,
He's got
what?
some strong women around
Strong women. Just like, you know, and the least of which is Melania. I'm like, what are you
Right.
guys saying? So, you know, I hope the people don't listen to these false narratives and the critics
Yeah.
that are just throwing, you know, stuff to see what sticks, and really take a look at what he's doing and, the people by whom he's surrounded. It's so impressive.
It's just really, it's amazing. Some closing words to our moms that are listening, that maybe are in a liberal state or kind of struggling with this or getting, encourage them to have their voice, be heard, because it is the moms that are making the difference. They're bringing it to the legislators, they're bringing it to the school boards, they're revealing it, they're putting light, on these very dark situations.
That is 100% true. And I would definitely say, please do not get discouraged. Discouraged is, the tool of Satan. And we have to stay the course. And if anything, like everyone throughout time, though it may not be them immediately at that time, but they can look to other states, even though it might be a red state, maybe that's not a blue state, but they can look and see that good things are happening. And it's just a matter of, you may have to wait a little longer for your turn, but embrace and help what you can with the good things that are occurring, the winning, right? The winning that's happening, and learn what you can from watching what's happening, but apply what you can to your state. Invite people, to come and help you and encourage you and rally the troops and just stay the course. Just stay diligent, forward with faith. It will work out, but forward with faith. Don't quit.
And there are so many organizations like Moms for America that can help support moms that are speaking the truth and defending their
Exactly.
girls. So,
100%. Yep.
well,
So
thank
you
you, my
guys are great,
friend.
Debbie. Yes. Thank you for having me on here. And I hope this has been at least positive and uplifting, where people know that we've all made a difference. And now it's finally going forward. And I'm so excited. I'm so relieved and I'm so excited.
Girls will have the opportunity to compete in fair sports and have a safe space. So that's the goal.
100%.
All
Yep. It's a
right.
win for families, win for moms, win for all of us.
Well, thank you so much. I'm sure I'm going to talk to you soon.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks. Wow, what a great conversation with Representative Ehart. Thank you so much. And thank you to all the moms that are out there that are fighting against the woke agenda, that you are fighting against boys in women's sports, boys in women's spaces, boys in women's locker rooms. We are the champions. We are the ones that will make the difference all across the country. And great leaders like Representative Ehart, Secretary McMahon, President Trump are here to support us. All right, moms, thank you for being a part of today's show. And again, please check out momsforamerica.us for our programs, our resources, our webinars, and seminars. We are here to support you on your journey through motherhood. We say this always, we have everything from parental rights to public policy, from the kitchen table to Congress. Moms for America is here. We're the ultimate support group. All right, moms, I will see you next week, as always, and let's keep changing our country one home at a time. Thank you, and God bless. A special thank you to our sponsors, the Herzog Foundation and TUVU. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.